Hello and welcome back to another Profile and Projection here on Talking Yanks. We're talking about Marcus Stroman today, Yankees starting pitcher that they acquired in the offseason. We've been doing an episode a day, every day, till opening day. We continue to do so. Marcus Earl Stroman, born May 1st, 1991, is an American professional baseball pitcher for the New York Yankees. He attended Duke University, played for the Duke Blue Devils, made his debut with the Blue Jays. He's a Gold Glove winner. He was an All-Star, 32 years old, excited to be a Yankee. Jake, is he our opening day starter?
I'm interested to find that out as we are awaiting the final Gerrit Cole stake to the chest as we record this on Wednesday, March 13th.
For what it's worth on that specific conversation, I believe Rodon starting today, which he is, has him lined up for opening day. So they might have just bumped everyone up one.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'd expect, kind of the hoping to tap into Rodon. Stroman, either way, is kind of the safest bet in the rotation. We said that after Cole, just because he's been an MLB guy. I mean, you won't find an ERA that isn't a 3 or 2 on his baseball reference page since 2018. So, you know, there's been years that haven't been full slates. The past 2 years, 138, 136, 179 the year before that. So, but he's a career 365 guy. You guys might be familiar with him going back to Toronto or with the Mets. Was with the Cubs the past couple years. But Stroman, he's an MLB pitcher. He's having a great spring, if that does mean something to you. He should be, which is kind of funny, a level of stability on this team.
Yeah. He should. I mean, he's very good. Last year, he was really, really good. He was an All-Star for the Cubs, I believe. And then in July, things kind of didn't went south on him. He had a really rough July. He had an injury going on that he was dealing with. I think rib cage. Is it rib? It's a very, very rare injury. There's a quote from him from an Athletic article. They don't see it much in baseball. With what they recommend, it's kind of a gray area. Interesting. So you're hoping that some of that July was due to that? I'm not positive on that. I didn't follow the Cubs season closely. But he was really good up until then. And then he was clearly looking at his pitch mix, Jake, which you know I like doing. To lefties, he really throws his sinker. And then just like kind of a David Cone, Chris Bassett-esque, like I got other shit that I'm just going to throw to have fun while you're not thinking about the sinker and then hit you with the sinker again. And to righties, it's sinker slurve, and he only really threw those the first half of the season, and then in July when he was struggling, he just started like going slider, split finger, and cutter, throwing them in there. So one of those guys that's got so many pitches, but in reality, all the others like combine for like, and this is my third.
Right.
Because it's really slider, and then they do call it a slurve.
Well, I think there's two people that are going to love. And slurve, there's sorry. Two people that are going to love watching Marcus Stroman pitch. It's David Cone and it's you. I think Marcus Stroman pitches. Mm-hmm. I like you're saying. I think he throws different variations of his pitches. He takes a little off. He puts a little on, and he's kind of always tinkering out there. So that should be entertaining to watch, whether it's matchup based or how he's feeling on a given day. I did like from what I've seen from him. He likes to get ahead. He tries to pitch ahead. And then to get you out, if he gets two strikes on you, he is trying to throw a ball to get you to chase. So I'm interested to see if that's frustrating or smart, because we've gotten mad at pitchers in the past for nibbling too much. So I'm interested to see how that feels with Stroman. And the thing I think we were all most excited about when he first signed, Gold Glover, and like highlight Gold Glove plays from a pitcher. So that's going to be entertaining to watch. And man, speaking of entertaining to watch, this guy, he is going to put on a performance. You know, like he could be a lot of people's favorite player come April 17th. You know?
Yeah. He's a personality. He's big. He likes the spotlight. Sometimes he doesn't like it on Twitter.
Right.
And other times he likes it. He's gone, you know, he had all of Yankees Twitter blocked for a while. He's unblocked everyone, me included. So it seems like fresh slate.
Yeah.
He definitely a dude. But we also said this about Rodon. Rodon had awesome quotes last year. Like, I want to go somewhere where they do boo you. And then guess what? He got booed. And then he flipped off the fans for booing him. And like, so it can backfire if you don't perform. Because it's crazy. I do think he's going to eat it up. He seemingly wanted it forever. And he's with the Yankees and with Cole out, like it, if Cole's out, it's a pretty big, if he could be like, I'll be that dude, you know, I'll step up. That'd be very nice. And looking at his 0-2 spray chart, definitely looks like he likes fastball up and everything else down. And there's some mistakes there that went right down the middle, but yeah, definitely not chasing the zone there, which is good. You don't need to be all over it. So many different pitches.
Yeah, and I didn't even put that into the well-liked bucket, but yeah, I mean, with Cole out, we need guys to step up, and this is, like you said, last year, for the first couple months, he was one of the best pitchers in baseball. God, boy, do we need a performance like that. I've got an interesting one for you, Jim.
Yeah.
Reverse split. / this year we just call him splits.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Stroman last year held lefties to a 194 batting average, a 575 OPS. Righties, 272, a 713 OPS.
Mm.
So that's interesting. I wonder what like the Matt Blake school can tap into with that, because, you know, it feels like righty-righty with Marcus Stroman's repertoire. You'd like to think there's more that can be tapped into.
So righties, is that just last year, or?
I'm checking with my computer. Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop,
beep, pop, boop.
The year before, he was a little better to righties. Career? And it's been a long career, so I don't know how much Stroman has changed as a pitcher over his lifetime. Career very bounced. 684, 685 OPS. So
looking at the data that I was looking at for the pitch mix stuff, the story, if you dig deeper, is his slurve, which is why he was trying to find so many other pitches to righties. Because in July, righties really crushed him. And they had a 467 batting average versus the slurve, with an 867 slugging in July. So that makes sense. The numbers on the fastball are good as well, but that's, yeah. Because outside of July, it wasn't amazing, but it wasn't that, you know. Like a 330 slugging, 350 slugging by righties, and then 636 in July. So that crushed him. So I wonder, if it was rib cage stuff, if there's something about yanking it, I have no idea. No idea.
None. You speculate at home. Hell, comment below.
Yeah.
What the H?
What the H? I am so excited to see defense again, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull that up for the random video. I'm going to fucking fix it. It's not going to be random. I'm going to find a comebacker to Stroman. Sure. Batted ball location, pitcher. What's his bill of health like, Jake? He did injury stuff last year. Is that common for him or not common? I'm not a genuine question.
I'd have to deep dive into the specific injuries a little further. But like I said, the last 2 years were 136, 138 innings. So that's kind of like one IL stint.
Okay.
Essentially. So I don't know if that was hip or something else. We'll get research beebs on it. with the Mets, he threw $179. So that's a big boy number. He sat out 2020 during COVID. And the year before that, he was 184. So, like, since 2019, 184, these are in full baseball seasons, 184, 179, 138, 136. So, you know, ideally, I think we'd like to see him flipped. But if they were flipped, we wouldn't have gotten him under the contract we got him on. So, there's some level to stability there. He was an all-star last year. He was also an all-star in 2019. Yeah.
Be that dude. Need one.
Right? And again, since 2019, he's always had an ERA plus above 100, like pretty clear of 100. When Stroman's out there, you should expect a good start.
Okay. All right. Very athletic on the mound. Trying to find one that I think you will like the best.
What's that?
Trying to find a play.
Oh, okay.
By him that I think you'll appreciate the most.
He's going to tell you. He's going to point to that gold on his glove.
It's actually recovery is cool. Like some of these, they get hit hard back to his feet and he knocks them down and then is able to, oh boy. Okay. Well, this one, he does a jump throw. I don't even know if it's necessary.
Sure.
I think you're going to remember this too. Cause it was a big highlight at the time, but
okay. We're at Wrigley. Looks like against the Mets. Is this the one? Okay. Yeah. You know, not needed makes the play.
Not needed, points at the gold glove.
Most pitchers plant.
Had the time to be stylish.
I think he has a famous one from his back that he kind of like rolls over to first. Hey, you know, not naming any names. We've had a lot of, the Yankees have scouted primarily big oafs who pitch, like a lot of teams. Mm-hmm. And a lot of their strengths aren't fielding.
Yeah.
So it will be nice, you know, you know, when we go back in a series recaps and it's like, God, I know that's a tough play for blank to make. And Stroman should make those routinely. And hopefully when we're doing series recap, it'll be like, yeah, and remember runners on first and second and there's that tapper and Stroman makes it look easy. Like, that's a nice thing to have in your bag.
That will be refreshing.
I'm going to find some players that we got to get worried about. Players that hit him really well.
Aaron Judge.
Kind of all old names.
Okay.
Like Brett Gardner has the second most hits off him. Corey Dickerson has the most.
Not a problem.
Not a problem. Brett Gardner, not a problem. Didi Gregorius, 12 hits off him, not a problem. Xander Bogaerts, not really a problem. Evan Longoria, not really a problem. Paul Goldschmidt, okay. Mookie Betts. Man, it takes a while to find someone in the league. Brad Miller, Tim Anderson, Judge, Kiermaier. Okay, Kiermaier.
That could be a problem.
But it's not that crazy. Judge absolutely crushes him. That's crazy.
I mean, you take out the Judge stats, Stroman's ERA probably drops pretty good.
Judge is 10 for 21 with four homers.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No need.
Cool. All right, who does he crush? He's got the most strikeouts against Tim Anderson.
Okay.
So the whole pretty even battle there.
That's in it.
Jackie Bradley Jr., he dominated him.
Nice.
Manny Machado doesn't do well against him. So.
And I.
Not all familiarity.
You know, if you've been on the ride with us, you know when the initial signing happened, it was kind of a head turn because A, Stroman had started internet beef with a lot of Yankees people in general, including Brian Cashman.
What?
And we had expectations for Snell, who just won the Cy Young. So it was kind of like a little head tilt when Stroman signed. All of the boxes that you'd like to see clicked, like his recent MLB experience. Has he pitched in, like, the AL East? Yeah. Like, he's done all that.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a fun ride. I think there's going to be some highs and lows. I do think the highs are going to outweigh the lows with Stroman. And I'm interested to see. I mean, my God. And a Yankees Red Sox time where the rivalry is at its lowest. Like, he's going to be amped up for that. So maybe that's fun.
I'm excited for the potential high.
Right.
Worried about the potential low.
Okay.
Is he not going to tweet and stuff? Is he going to do the Donaldson?
He's been, I think we did this. He sneaky hasn't been doing that for a while.
Yeah,
right?
Like last July. He's sneaky, everything. Like only tweeted like twice since last July.
Nice.
So they got to him early.
Yeah.
I think it's like right when he got hurt. So it was a little bit of like, okay. Well, while you're on the IL.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find one more thing you might like, Jim.
Okay.
But one it's being taped to the offseason for the most part.
One more thing that I might like.
So.
You worried about his ERA at Yankee Stadium, or is that just because the Yankees have always been there? Now he's going to be facing against other teams.
I mean, the Judge stuff, and like you mentioned, Brett Gardner. Yankees traditionally have a good lineup outside of last year.
8 home runs.
No, I mean, I'd like to think of Stroman as the kind of guy that's already, whenever he goes to a baseball stadium, his pitching style changes.
Okay.
Like, he knows the porches there. He knows the stuff he's throwing and the stuff that can get hit out there. Jim, if we take out September, if you don't mind.
September.
For Stroman, because, yeah. Again, he was, like, rehabbing on the fly, pitching in Major League games. He had 22 starts. 23 starts, excuse me, MJ. And 15 of them were 6 innings or more.
I like that. I like that a whole bunch.
Right?
I like that a lot. Laz Diaz, umpire, he's got the most strikeouts with.
Okay.
So, that's good news.
That's huge.
Nick Lentz? No. A lot of innings, not a lot of strikeouts. Not good. Same with Jerry Meals. He retire? Maybe.
Don't say Jerry Meals.
Hey, Stroman, have some fun. Replace Cole. Can't do that. He's so good.
Cole's
that's
so a tough standard.
Cole's so good.
Also, make sure you guys go to the DraftKings Sportsbook. It's almost time to head to the ballpark. And hey, if you put a little cheddar in on the action, new customers who bet $5 will get $150 in bonus bets instantly. And don't forget to use code YANKS. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code YANKS. Bet just $5 on any wager. Get $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code YANKS only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
ERA, over under, 3.5.
Hmm.
Unless there's one on the sheet. But that's the one I made up.
Okay.
His career ERA is 3.65.
3.65. His ERA since 2019 is 3.38. I mean, that's real.
Since 2019?
Since 2019. Past 5 years? Pull down your pants.
That's good. 32 starts. A lot of starts, too.
Someone sees you at the stadium, pants you?
No, it's Beeb's thing.
Don't take that from me.
I'm going to go under 3.48.
I'm going green.
Nice.
3.5.
About time.
Yeah.
3.5. About time you manned up and right bet up. Green.
Bet a real bet.
Yeah.
Real bet.
No intentional walks the past 2 years.
When I own a casino,
no need.
First person to bet green of the day automatically wins. They don't know it.
It's a bonus bet.
That's nice.
You don't even spin. You just go, oh, about time someone sacked up. Here you go. And you hand them the money.
I want to shake your hand.
Yeah. All right. See you guys. Subscribe to the channel, please. And leave a review. Only if you're going to say something nice. No bad reviews.
Be crazy. Go all that way to leave a bad one. Say something nice. It's nice to be nice.
No bad reviews, please.
Come on.
Please, no bad ones.
Boom.